13 minutes after 8 o'clock Friday morning. It's a small world. I'm Bill Small. That excessive heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, they added a day. Joy in the morning is what I say. We've got Charles Skank with Skank Insurance LLC with us, and I feel like I missed you because you weren't here for 4th of July. It's been a week since we've had a chance to sit down and chat.
Yeah.
How'd your 4th go?
It was great. Mm-hmm. Didn't go far from home, stayed close by, and just had a good time with my family.
It was just too hot to go anywhere.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and gas prices being what they are, although they are coming down.
They are.
Yeah,
they
so are. A little bit of good news there. Why don't you start us out with a Bible verse of the day, if you got one there.
Two verses.
Oh, two, okay.
Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2.
That's one I think most of us are pretty well familiar with. All right, so let's talk about Medicare today. And it's something that's out there waiting for all of us if we're lucky enough to live to a certain age. And you know it exists, but you don't really know that much about it, especially as it looms upon you. You've just turned 65 or you've been on disability for a couple of years and you get the little letter saying, congratulations, you're now on Medicare. What should I look out for? What should I know entering the wonderful world of Medicare?
Well, one thing to know, the basic thing is, it's not as scary mm-hmm. as you might think it is. Some people treat it like that, you know,
well, they
dental
make it
appointment
scary.
Or colonoscopy or yeah, something out there that they don't really want to deal with.
They kind of make it scary because they mail you this thick booklet of stuff, you know, with all this information in it, and I don't even want to sit down and read a magazine, let alone this thick pamphlet of government information.
Right.
So it is kind of intimidating.
And I can see why it is intimidating. Mm-hmm. You have all of these people vying for your attention, and they're sending you mail, phone calls, and
never knew I had so many friends.
Right, right. There's people that will knock on your door. There is all kinds of ways that people are trying to approach you about this because that's what makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. You just feel like a target, like I'm just fresh meat.
Yeah,
and
they just want my money.
Right, right. And so it's important to know that you have some real key decisions that to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good decisions. It's not like something negative.
It's not like which toe are they going to cut off.
Right, you know? Right. And so you have some options that go along with your coverage. And our desire is to educate people and for them to feel good about their coverage. I had a guy, he's turning 65 this month,
mm-hmm.
and he called. And I assume maybe he wanted to come to the office because that's frequently what people want to do. But he said, no, I want to go over this all over the phone. I said, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over his options over the phone. He asked me a ton of questions, and he had really been thinking a lot about Medicare.
Right.
But he just didn't know all the ins and outs and was just trying to figure out the answers. He had all the right questions. He just didn't know how the pieces fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we probably talked for 20 minutes on the phone. And by the time he was done, he was like, okay, I've got this figured out. This is the last piece of information I need. All of these.
He's needed your pieces. Help to wrap his head around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so he is starting on the path. He's getting on. His daughter's going to help him get on the Part B on the computer, and I'm going to help him with the other Medicare choices. But it was really interesting to see at the beginning of the call how he had all these questions. At the end of the call, he's like, "Okay, mm-hmm. I've got this figured out," and he was in a different place and had confidence. And so I would tell our listeners, if you're turning 65 soon. And you feel like a sitting duck.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're just a target with all of this stuff being thrown at you. And you're wondering who you can trust. Ask questions. And if the people that you talk to don't take your questions seriously, or they try to tell you, oh, that's don't worry about that.
Yeah, it'll take care of itself.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And they just sort of want to keep you quiet and just tell you what you need to do.
Right.
Find somebody else.
Yeah.
Find somebody that will listen to your questions and that will give you the straight answers to your question.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of a tangled web, though. I mean, in my case, and we've talked about this before, when I went on Medicare, first it was just Part A. And then when I hit the retirement age, all of a sudden I noticed that they're taking out my Part B premium. And I'm still paying a monthly premium for my government employee retirement insurance. If I didn't have to have that just to keep my wife covered, I would probably drop that like a hot rock, you know. Mm-hmm. But a lot of folks, I imagine, they've got their employee coverage, and they're facing Medicare now as well. What should they be thinking about?
So you need to look at, first of all, of course, the age of your spouse. Mm-hmm. In your case, you have a younger spouse.
I rob the cradle, sir.
Right,
yes.
Right. And so you might, some people say, well, I've got to keep my employer coverage. I cannot let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because then my wife won't have coverage. I'll be on Medicare. And that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
There are options. There's what they call ACA, or Affordable Care Act,
right,
coverage, that can fill that role for your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
There are so it's not necessarily true that you have to just keep working, just keep that insurance. And we look at all of those options. And another thing we look at is the cost of your employer coverage versus the cost of going on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want Medicare A and B, parts A and B, and your employer coverage at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it creates double coverage.
Right.
So you're paying for two layers of coverage. In your case, you had a reason.
Right.
Because of your situation.
Right.
But for most people, that's not advisable.
Yeah. In my case, it was a disability retirement from the federal government, so I was able to keep my OPM coverage. Uh-huh. And Medicare besides. So, like I said, I would drop the OPM coverage like a hot rock, except for my hot young wife.
You're right, right, exactly, exactly, exactly.
She's going to love the fact that I called her my hot young wife.
Right, right. I hope she's listening, right?
Yeah, right.
So get somebody, find a voice that you can listen to, and you're going to find voices that are calling you from India or who knows what country or what state.
Mm-hmm. Phone Bankistan.
Yeah, right. Right. And they're going to talk to you, and their main mission is going to be to talk you into some kind of decision that you make that profits them.
Right. They're not looking out for you. They're looking out for their best interest.
Their goal is not to answer your questions or to figure out and solve your problems. Their goal is to simply put you somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And so the difference between us and them is that we're local. We have a reputation to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come into our office, look us square in the eyes, and you say, I'm not going to leave until I get this question
right.
answered.
Exactly.
And our goal is to help our clients to feel good about this stage of retirement, this stage of life that they're in, and to help have peace of mind knowing what's going to happen, what's going on, what are my options,
yeah,
what's the best thing for me.
Well, you'll find this out for yourself, Charles. When you get to this age, you know, there's enough things that keep you awake at night.
Right.
And having to worry about your insurance status, be it Medicare or your employee coverage, having one less thing to worry about at night is very, very beneficial.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So why don't we take a quick break here, and we come back, what do you want to talk about?
So we'll talk a little more about Medicare.
Okay, great. Coming up here on A Small World on the Mighty 690 KGGF with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock Friday morning, and our visit with Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC. Talking about what to some of us is the frightening world of Medicare. Charles is explaining it doesn't have to be. Charles, let's say in my case, I've been on Medicare Part A since, we'll say 2011, when I kicked in with me. And then I went on Part B, I believe, in 2020.
Okay.
Thereabouts. I've been on it for a while.
Sure.
Now. So I'm sitting here, and I'm more or less satisfied, as far as I know,
right,
with my coverage. What do you have to offer someone like me at Skank Insurance LLC?
So somebody that's already on Medicare, has been there for a while, they think that you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a checkup, sort of like a doctor's checkup.
Right.
You know, it's not just when you turn 65, set it and forget it and never touch it again.
That's one of those Emeril Lagasse grills, set it and forget it.
Right, right.
It doesn't work for Medicare.
Right. Yeah. You need to evaluate your medication, your drug coverage. And if you are taking medications that are high priced, there's different ways to cover those medications that maybe you might not even be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one pain point that I would recommend somebody call and get some help on those medication prices, especially with inflation, everything going on. Every dollar you can save is a big deal.
I'd rather have that dollar in my pocket than theirs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So if you're paying a significant amount of money for drugs and your medications, call us, and there's strategies that we have that can help address that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you're on a Medicare supplement, Medicare supplement will go up in price over time.
Right.
It just keeps climbing. You have a birthday, and boom, you get a letter in the mail saying that it's going from this number to this higher number.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Namath's got to make money somewhere. You know, those commercials, they just drive me nuts.
Same here. And so if you're on a Medicare supplement and you have seen the price climbing,
mm-hmm,
and it's cutting into your bills more and more, your other bills, call our office, because not every single time, but it's possible that there's a better alternative. And if there's strategies in place, you might say, well, what if my health is bad?
Mm-hmm.
There are options. Or some people say, well, I'm with this company that's the best company on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a whole world of companies that offer these plans.
Yeah, are you familiar, actually, with every company on the face of the earth, you would ask the client.
Right.
Because there may be some companies you haven't heard of.
Right. And there are options. And it's important to know about a Medicare supplement that the benefits are defined by law.
Mm-hmm.
And so company ABC, XYZ, if I had a lawyer setting with me, he could not tell them apart by looking at the policy. It's identical coverage.
Right.
And by law, they are required to cover in the way that is prescribed. And so people say, oh, this company pays really good. Well, what they might not realize is company XYZ would have covered just as good,
mm-hmm,
because the benefits are defined by law, like I said. So,
right.
It can be expensive to be married to one company.
Right.
You can actually help your pocketbook by shopping it and looking around. And
how often should a person do that? Maybe once a year?
So that's probably a little too often.
Okay.
I would shop a Medicare supplement every 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And if it's stayed steady in price, leave it alone.
Right.
But if you're seeing rate hikes, that's when you need to start thinking, you know, I wonder if there's something else out there.
So I'm suspicious anyway. The money they get to run these ad nauseum commercials telling me to check my zip code, you know, somebody's paying for that.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're reaching into Joe Namath or now William Shatner's doing one,
yeah,
too.
Know.
And the money's coming from somewhere. Gotta be coming from me.
Those ads are referring to Medicare Advantage plans.
Right, yeah.
And Medicare supplements are a different animal.
That 20%.
That's right.
They show you the pizza, like Aetna and those companies. Even those I find annoying.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So how do folks get in touch with you, Charles, to run these options past you?
So we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And our phone number there is 620-331-8000. 8800-620-331-8800. We're also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Phone number there is 620-236-6930. And I just want to encourage our listeners, if you're having pain with Medicare or pain or uncertainty figuring out your options, call us. It's a free service.
Right.
There's no charge that we have. A lot of times people ask me, what's my charge for being here today? There's no charge,
right.
No charge whatsoever from us to talk to us.
Yeah.
And even if it's over the phone, we'll talk to you and help you.
Yeah, you'll work out a plan for them and let the client, would-be client, decide if that's for him or her.
That's right. Yeah. We're a local resource. You can also sign up for our newsletter by texting us at 620-331-8800. Text us and get a copy of the show sent directly to your email every Friday.
Those are going out today.
Yes.
All right. Charles Skenk, Skenk Insurance LLC. We'll see you back in the chair there on Monday. I'm just kind of smiling to myself because I got a letter yesterday showing me just how much that 20% of the pizza is costing me. That's a pretty big hunk of pizza is what
I'm
saying.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll do it again next time.
Thank you, Bill.